Vicky's just, you know, obviously she's in a bad mood. She's grilling Hawkins, and Chavo's asking him if he checked everywhere. Like, yes, I did, and he goes out to the parking lot, just as he hadn't. So he left to go check it. They go to commercial. Then they show what's about to happen with the arm wrestling, the Indian
Indian broken glass arm wrestling contest.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that one before?
Never.
Okay.
You?
That's up there with Caribbean strap match or something like that. They just make up names for bullshit. It's ridiculous. Why it's got to be an Indian broken glass in an arm wrestling match? I get the point, but... And as far as Indian, you know? Go on.
I mean, do you think that's actually a real thing?
No, hell no. I'm just saying, like, it was just because I guess because he's Indian, it's kind of cheesy. Indian broken glass.
The real thing, remember Bloodsport? They was dipping their hands in glue.
Yeah, but they was doing mixed martial arts with, you know, glue and with fucking glass shards on their knuckles and shit. But I never heard of an Indian broken glass.
But yeah, so they show all the glass. And, during the commercial, did you see the TNA Hard Justice commercial?
Yeah.
Did you, or, like, I was fast-forwarding and throwing. Did I just see Filthy and Ice-T go by real quick? Stopped it, and damn sure was. So, I've been asking for a long time. I think I even sent a question in to Pat McNeil. Like, why don't TNA, I don't think Wade or Bruce answered it, so I sent it to Pat, actually. Yeah. Why don't they TNA advertise more during, you know, Raw and SmackDown and shit. Well, is it a matter of that they can't afford it, or does WWE just tell USA to put the kibosh on that kind of stuff? Like, you know, not here. So, then they come back. They showing all the glass, and they're ready to do their arm wrestling thing. So, Kali comes out. And, of course, he's huge, and he's 7'3 and 4'20.
Screaming.
I was surprised there was no promo for Triple H. Like, beforehand, like, you want me in a Punjabi Indian arm wrestling match? Just nothing from Triple H. It was his first appearance. He comes out. And then Khali comes out. Then they go... They start talking back and forth, and Triple H throws out a couple. It was pretty that when he's mocking his name, he calls him Funyan and Bunyan, and then later on, just like yeah, Onion, right? Yeah, just
that was now the Funyan and Bunyan thing was funny, but the whole genie in a bottle type shit.
But then when he got to that, it was like, ah, come on, you had me, and then
you just
those common denominator stuff.
Because
like,
first of all, it's horribly not funny, and number two, it's inappropriate.
I mean, I don't care about inappropriateness, really. That's not what offends me. Whatever.
It
was corny. Yeah, I'm more upset that it was just whack. Like that line.
But he's another one, just like John Cena, that we always said, "Wish he stopped trying to tell jokes. It was just does not work."
But he thinks he's the funniest guy since, George Carlin or Russell Peters or something, talking about speaking to Indians. Anyway, they go back and forth. A lot of Triple H cutesy stuff. Then I don't know why he called Kali's legs wrinkled Slim Jims, like the meat snack.
Yeah, like,
and not the
cutting down,
breaking the cars with Slim Jims, but they're selling his size, the size difference, and everything. And he says a little Slim Jim. Like, that's something you say to Colin Delaney or somebody, right?
He probably got skinny legs. I don't know.
You had a pants on. You got the hammer pants that he wrestling.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You probably got these skinny ass legs. You have no idea.
Right? You got the old man skinny legs with the dress socks pulled on.
The little brittle Joe.
Yeah, you got the little brittle. back in 1912, I can kick your head. So then they actually go to the actual arm wrestling stuff. Triple H stalls, pulls on the ropes. But Kali sort of cut a promo and then Rudgeon translated. It was basic, you know, you beat all these people, but you never stood one-on-one with me, and I'm going to take you down. So the ref gives them the rules, assigns them their spots, put your elbows in the cups, ties them together, and then we start. And I'm just thinking the whole time that Kali needed to go over the top. I mean, he needed to have his back was trucker head. I mean, Sylvester Stallone, truck stop style. So it ends.
Drink some oil.
Who?
I said drink some oil. Remember the boy drank the oil?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you drinking oil?
1987. We relevant. We got the modern pop culture references with over the top. But Kali just, of course, he's the heel. And have you ever seen an arm wrestling contest of any kind, especially one where veins and possible tendons could be torn in your hand, go to an actual finish, like a winner or a loser?
No.
Right. So it's very, very predictable. But it was done in a good and realistic way. Kali just pushed Triple H into him and just headbutts the crap out of him, you know, two or three times. Triple H goes down. He takes the binding off their wrist, beats him up a little bit. Triple H fought back, but he did look vulnerable, obviously. Kali chops him down, giving him the karate chop to the top of the head. And Triple H did try to go for a pedigree in his comeback, in his brief comeback. But Kali blocked, he grabbed his leg.
None doing.
He just couldn't do it. Definitely good stuff selling to sell the pay-per-view. That, you know, just wrestling booking 101, you know, showed it. You would think that this would come next week, but I guess Triple H has to. He's got to do something, at least cut a promo next week. And you know he will, and he's got to get the upper hand going into the pay-per-view. But wait. Yeah, it's 2 weeks. Being Aces. Or Sunday. So, of course, Triple H next week's going to do something to get his heat back. But he looked vulnerable. It was a good beatdown. Gives him the... No, he went for a Kali bomb. And Triple H blocked it, and that started his brief comeback. He ends up just basically squeezing his brain. And you know, I'm waiting for the blood to start running down the chin, or blood out of his nose. But that ain't happening. That was all Ray. So, is the game over at SummerSlam? I hope so. But
I doubt it. Yeah.
That ain't happening. So then they go to commercial. They come back after the break. Hawkins is knocked out backstage. He's got a rose on his chest, black rose on his chest. And then it was like they're just going to leave him there. You know, like nobody was even cameraman wasn't like panning. It was just zooming in. Like, ooh, look at this guy knocked out.
Oh well.
All right. Get that nice way, nice shot. You got your shot now, like, hey, but whatever. That's what happens. Somebody's helping me film it. Then they go to ringside. They show Taz and Ross. They talk about that it's been a chilly night. It's been a weird night and all this stuff. And again, playing up the that they want to, you know, that, you know, they want you to believe it's the Undertaker doing this stuff. The familiar knockouts and everything. Then they go, they talk about R-Truth and his background and nice young, fine young man and whatever JR had to say. Then they go to a, throw to a package of the Truth, just walking through the neighborhood. And
playing ball.
And just basic, kind of like, is he just like one of those youth advisors that's been in the streets and been in jail and, you know, been in the thug life kind of shit. And they just, you know, mentor like people or stuff. Like, you know, you know, like a gang counselor. Seem like with his music, like, ding. You know, like, kind of uplifting, but still kind
of serious.
Still kind of serious, like, you know. That's the Truth. That's like a catchphrase on, like, you know, and now you know. You know, the NBC, you know. You know, homophobia is bad. The more you know. You know, it just sounds just shit like that. You know. Sounds like he's going to be some kind of counselor or something. The youth, juvenile delinquents or something. So then they go backstage after the, that, the Truth package. Chavo said Ryder, Hawkins, and Bam all been knocked out. I didn't I only remember one one Edgehead guy getting knocked out. Was it two? Did I miss something?
Ryder and Hawkins?
Yeah, I only remember Hawkins.
I only remember the one in the blue getting knocked out. I don't remember the other one getting knocked out.
I guess we would assume something happened in the parking lot. The rider, I guess. I don't know. The familiar, or what's left of the familiar, are running scared. Chavo says Vicky and him are next. Vicky shook. Chavo says it's only one person that can help, and it's her husband, Edge. Vicky, of course, she doesn't want to do it. Chavo says the only way, they don't have a choice. Ted Hill's, he's going to do the talking. Don't worry about it. But he's going to go and find Edge. Vicky, you know, sitting there looking upset and looking worried. She didn't want to do it. Then they go to commercial. Then they come back and they show a short package on Kozlov. And he's just a beast. You know, when they got to his headbutt gimmick, yo, scared as book. You imagine him ramming you in your solar plexus? Blocking the liver, Vladimir.
I get right back up and smack the shot out of him.
Fuck out of here, boy. Okay. You what? Go fly to the bull or something?
Be early.
Nah, you need to arrow the bull. I mean, that'll put him down for the count.
All right, so we say Jesse.
Bringing the Falcon Arrow to the East Coast Audio. They don't know that.
Falcon Arrow. Now you really want to lose our listeners? Whatever listeners we got, you want to lose with that bullshit ass move? Falcon Arrow.
The Falcon Arrow is the truth.
It's a modified suplex. That's all it is.
So what? If the FU can be a main event finisher, finishing people at WrestleMania and whatnot, and the Falcon Arrow, especially, like I said, I was going to do Falcon Arrow off the middle rope. Yeah. So after the video package about Kozlov, Kozlov comes out to the ring. Again, I still don't like the music. I guess it won't.
Oh my God. Like a Russian club?
I mean, not that I don't like it. It's whatever. It's just, you know, some, yeah, club, Russian club, wannabe club metal.
It don't sound suitable for his character at all.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to go out and, you know, put some eyeliner around your eyes and, yeah.
Awesome ecstasy.
But, yeah, you know, this little buzz cut. They'd be like, get out of here, boy. And then they just headbutt everybody in the club. But So he's undefeated. He wants better competition. And then Biscuits and Gravy come out up. The music plays. And Jesse and Fess is. And did you peep how, of course, even JR said, like, Artez, it was like, oh, who's he fighting? Who's he going to wrestle? You know. And
it's well, you knew it was going to be Jesse.
Oh, yeah, of course. But it was a great way, I thought, to build the anticipation. This is for Kozlov Festus. What? Kozlov
Festus? That is, and that's better competition. That's better competition indeed.
No. And that's the kind of thing you build up to be some, you know, a regular match just can't hold them. You got to have a big blow off 3 months from, you know, now. You know, that could be a Survivor Series. Who knows? That, wow. I think that has very much potential all the way. It'll miss
one of the best. Can't be done without Jesse, though, because he can't talk.
Yeah. But it's going to make him look bad as a wrestler, because as we saw in this match, he just lost in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Just speeds him up, throws him all over the place. Suplexes. Oh, Jesse got to the top rope, but hit Kozlov headbutt. It wasn't his best mid-air headbutt, but headbutted him. 1, 2, 3. Festus went into his catatonic after the state after the bell.
Yeah.
And Kozlov, you like how he got out the ring and kind of stared him down and not gonna do nothing. He's not that kind of a heel. You know, he wouldn't want to do that. He wants him. He'd rather ring the bell again and let's fight.
Yeah, let's do that.
You like that? I thought that was pretty decent.
Very noble of him.
Yeah. That's that Russian discipline. I don't know. So then they go to a Raw Rebound after that. They go to commercial, then they go to come back to a Raw Rebound. I thought that was some real good highlights. It really made that match. It really put Cody and DiBiase Jr. over, I thought. You know, that made him look like that. Yes, they didn't have the size, but they had the teamwork and they had the heel tactics. So I thought that was a real good highlight package. Again, where's the ECW Rebound? You know, we get two of them on ECW in a one-hour show. Can we get an ECW?
One on
something. You know what I mean?
Oh, well. Get used to it.
Dirt sheet. That's all you got to say. That's like Jay Leno when they on NBC when they advertise Jay Leno. They're like, Jay Leno's new with, Brad Pitt, musical guest, the Deer Hoof, and Conan's Got Ducks. And that's it. What? Conan's Got Ducks. something like that for ECW. There she. You missed it. Watch it online. Then they go to Ross and Jerry Law. Jerry Lawler. Ross and Taz. They go down the SummerSlam card. They want to see what Shawn Michaels has got to say. Triple H has got his biggest challenge in front of him. True on a lot of different levels. Then they go backstage. Chavo tells Vicky, you know, he'll do everything. He'll do the talking. Edge comes in. Chavo said, you know, Vicky obviously doesn't want to. Wait, did I skip something? I think I did. I skipped D. Byron Kendrick versus Super Crazy.
Wait, no, that's after. That was after. Actually, that happened after.
Did
what
it?
You were talking about. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Willa.
Yeah. Man, that is Ola. Anyway, Vicky's got to see Edge. That's the whole point. She has no, Edge didn't come in yet. She had no choice. She got to see Edge. She doesn't want to do it. Then they go to the Brian Kendrick and Ezekiel. Me, Ezekiel. Ezekiel is me. I don't know nothing about that. Then after the match, which was basic, couple minute match, nothing good. Actually, a super crazy got in a little more offense than I would have liked.
Is Brian Kendrick? I mean, did we already discuss this? Or did he change, or did we not? Did he change his whole in ring game around? It seems like, or was it just like,
yeah? Because even Taz pointed out that he usually, you know, you would think he would fly around and stuff, but he's grounded. It was like, dude, come on, do something. Because that's what makes the people cheer, though. So he's got to kind of, he has to kind of change it up. He doesn't want to get cheered. He's the heel. He can still do thorough stuff, you know.
Yeah, but he dramatic. I mean, he drastically changed.
Yeah,
his,
yeah,
I mean.
Because you got to kind of expect that. You know, can't just, like I said, with his finisher, like it's just a babyface finisher. So to compensate for having a babyface finisher, I guess he just, everything else is just on the ground. Is geared not to get any kind of real heat. So he ends him with the sliced bread number 12 with the Kendrick. During the match, Super Crazy's comeback, he was about to do when he runs up the ropes and probably moonsault or something, and Ezekiel. Touched the man, but he got up on the steps and distracting him. Kendrick pulls him off, gives him the sliced bread number 2, or gives him the Kendrick. 1, 2, 3, match is over. He gets in the ring, puts his Kendrick jacket on, and same old with Ezekiel this week. He just gives him the torture rack with the 3 emphases on the torture rack, and slam. So, maybe a new move yet. Maybe next week.
He needs a better move.
Yeah. So, but, you know. And then we get more Pillman references as they're going up the ramp celebrating, and Kendrick's being really cocky. And I think JR says something about Kendrick being like a loose cannon or some kind of Pillman reference. And so Vicky will do things Edge's way. Everybody, this is when Edge came approach Vicky backstage. He just tried to talk to her in a calm manner. She snapped at him a few times. Chavo told her, tried to calm her down, and Edge said, you can't get past everything, but can't let the Undertaker, playing up the Undertaker gimmick, can't let the Undertaker do what they did to the family. And he's the head of the family, he's got a plan, and, are you with me? And it's just yes or no. So after a little trepidation, Vicky finally gives in. We go to commercial. Come back out of the commercial. They have a plan. Edge gets in the ring, he gets 2 chairs. Vicky and Chavo get in the ring. Long story short, called it! Edge blasts Chavo with the chair. Beats him
next
up.
Thing you know.
Concerto. Vicky screaming. She really played her part.
She played her part.
Like,
she did have you feeling sorry for her, didn't she?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, and then he gives him the one-man concerto. The Chavo, the one-man concerto. And then Edge maniacally and with this look of kind of rage, goes over, creeps over to Vicky and, lifts her front wheels of a wheelchair, shakes it, like, ooh, I'm going to get you, don't be scared. and.
Lips her.
Hmm?
What the?
So, no, then he backed off, and then he came back and he just flipped her ass out of the, backwards out of the chair, and the crowd really, like, aww.
Yeah,
but it was some people in the front row. And it was a couple people in the front row just cracking up, yo, like just dying. But pretty much everybody just didn't, Vicky got some good sympathy, I guess.
I was too, man. I was like, oh no, shit, that ain't right.
Right, because he couldn't do that. That was enough,
She's in a wheelchair.
And he crept up on her. He's crawling on all fours. He's, Vicky, it's a surprise, starting to put it all together, you know, and basically says what I was saying, I wanted him to say a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, when Vicky was starting all this, when he lost the title to CM Punk, I didn't give you permission and all that stuff. Like, ho, you know, he's trying to pull that card, you know, some sort of punishment. He got it all in her face, you know, like, you treat me like I'm some kind of kid, you know.
Because remember, she sicked the Big Show on him, too.
That's right. And then that was what brought them back, when she saved him from him getting his head bashed in with a chair.
Yeah, but you don't think he forgot that shit?
Right? Big Show, Hell in a Cell, reinstates Undertaker. Some kind of punishment, treating me like, you know, kid or something, basically is how I took it. And that he was going to take Undertaker right into hell. He was going down. He was taking the whole family with him, the whole familia with him. And and Vicky was just petrified in the corner, covering up, bitching. And that's pretty much how it ended. He ended it by saying he's going to pull them all into hell with him. And backed off, tossed the mic. No, he's just a, you know, crazy, crazy-eyed boy. And this angle is going to sell some pay-per-views. This Edge is going to sell some pay-per-views. They've done with the chicken shit, the total over-the-top chicken shit Edge, heel Edge. Now it's just, I gotta do business. I'm going into Hell in a Cell, get my toes painted.
How do you think they're going to make him win that match? Or how do you think they're going to write it out?
Well, he's not going to win.
You don't think he's going to win?
Depending on what shape Undertaker's in, and I mean, cardio-wise, you know, like, I assume he's, you know, he's a pro, consummate, and he's going to bring it. This match is probably going to go 25, 30 minutes. And Edge is just going to put in an amazing performance, but it's the Undertaker's Hell in a Cell, his return, his revenge. But it ain't over. I guess they can do something else. You would think the Hell in a Cell would be the blow-off, but I think they don't really have a lot of other stuff to do, a lot of other main event quality matchups. So this isn't over. And they're not going to go right back to, you know, I don't know, the title, WWE title, Triple H. But Undertaker Edge won't be over after the Cell match. But it's because it's going to be, Edge is just going to be probably consumed with wanting to beat the Undertaker again. He'll probably come this close, you know, a couple times. It's going to be one of those 25-minute awesome Hell in a Cell matches, I think. And I'm hyped for SummerSlam just for this match early. Overall, what do you give the show?
Pretty good show. You know, if I had to do it out of five, I'm going to say a 3.5.
So for me, the main event, or main event. Again, they end 4 weeks in a row. SmackDown ends with Angle, with the storyline. Good stuff all the way. Awesome stuff. But just a note, you know, fourth week in a row. But the two that what stood out for me was the last 5 minutes of the Benjamin-Jeff Hardy match. Even though it ended in interference, that's fine for where they're going. And then this segment, and then the mystery, supposed mystery, throughout the show, because I knew I was dead on. And yes, I'm pulling my shoulder out of the socket, patting myself on the back. I'm just great.
My highlights was Vladimir Kozlov versus Chessy. You know, because I am kind of...
Yeah, hell, definitely. You're right.
I am kind of intrigued where they're going to go with the whole Festus thing.
Right.
And I have to give it to you. I agree with you that my second point was... What was your first point again? I forgot.
First was the main... The finish of the show. I mean, that's got to be number
one. What was the other one?
This last 5 minutes of Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, last, exactly. Then that was my other one that I liked. Last couple minutes of the match. Of the Jeff Hardy versus Shelton Benjamin match.
Right.
Jeff Hardy.
Oh, definitely good show. I'd definitely give it a 7.5 out of 10. Definite thumbs up. Good stuff. Good way to really start selling the pay-per-view. And I can't wait to see that cell match in a week and a half. So, or a week from Sunday. Oh, awesome. You ready to wrap this thing up?
You can find me. Okay. Shoot. You can find me on the Torch Forum, Cornell B. Thanks for listening.
Wrap that gavel up, B.
Hello?
You better wrap that gavel up, B.
Like I said, you can find me on the Torch Forum for Nell B. Holla at me. And feedback, please give us your feedback, and that's all I have to say tonight.
About to take you on a journey, girl. Let's be out.
Stupid.
Yeah, you can find me on the forum, Travlord. Feedback is always welcome. Let's go. We out.
We out.
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full-length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign-up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.